Okay, sorry about that there, guys. Apologies. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is for Tuesday, the 15th of April. I hope you're all keeping well. You're probably in tune with a little bit of calm in these markets over the last 24 hours, perhaps. Yesterday, we were sort of waiting patiently with a lot of consolidation. That consolidation has broadly continued. There's a bit of a calm across bond markets. Now, Trump is still sort of moving goalposts in many ways around the tariff policy with, you know, new tariffs on pharma and pausing tariffs on other areas with like the autos with these research papers being carried out in various different areas. So the whole threat of tariffs in the US are ongoing. Nothing has been resolved, and a lot of the discussion around it is very is kind of all over the place. And that's broadly due to, of course, to Donald Trump keeping they kind of refer to it as the art of the deal, but it just seems like significant incompetence to us. I'm not sure there's any, there must be some plan behind all of this. It's just not particularly obvious, is it? I don't think so. Let's comment on these markets, and we can certainly begin to prepare ourselves for what's likely to come next, really. So please see our risk warning currently up on screen. As always, be mindful of the risks involved in trading these markets. So we'll do a quick introduction then. Profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? Trade management. So we've been looking to broadly over the last few weeks, let our winners run and not really get in the way to the upside. But there's a couple of managed trades in there as well, along with trading psychology, all very important features of trading financial markets, of course. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use. So we want to identify certain prices and certain areas in which we want to sort of pull the trigger and get into these markets. And yesterday, we weren't really in a good position for most markets, really. There was a lot of consolidation, and we can continue to identify that particular consolidation as well. Disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's do a quick review then. Yesterday, there was nothing of any major interest for us in these markets. We've had a few central bankers. Now, you could argue that especially Waller very much appeased markets and tried to keep things relatively calm, didn't stir up too much controversy. And as a result, it's kind of feeding into this current market condition of just a little bit of calm, really, before the next storm, you would imagine. So just recently, we've had UK employment numbers. So we've seen a bit of an improvement in the number of claimant count change numbers. That's coming down. Average earnings index. So we're seeing average earnings. It's a three-monthly figure coming down. So we were expecting to see a bit of an uptick in average earnings, but we actually saw it come very much in line with the previous month. And the unemployment rate is just sitting at 4.4. So if we look at the chart then for the UK, we're sitting at 4.4. So we were as low as 3.5, which is incredibly low. 4.4, you can see historically, it's still on the good side, you could say. This is obviously during the financial crisis. And if we go back pre that financial crisis, you know, we were sitting on average, you know, maybe around 5%. So we're still below sort of more longer term averages for the UK economy. So today we've got German zoo economic sentiment numbers. So we'll see if the whole tariff dynamic, how that's likely to play out for German, especially German exporters, those that export to the US. I'm sure their sentiment is not going to be as positive as it was last month with all their fiscal spending measures that were certainly circulating, and the German government passing a big spending bill. So yeah, positivity grew last month, probably wanes quite considerably as a result of Trump tariffs. Today, if you're trading the Canadian dollar, be mindful you've got inflation numbers. You have to say just ticking a little bit higher. Coming in line broadly, but a little bit higher perhaps on the trim CPI number. But that's very specific to the Canadian dollar. Empire State Manufacturing Index numbers expected to come in weaker, but not as weak as the previous month. So we'll see. So we should probably start seeing a little bit of a bounce in US manufacturing, because that has to be one of the net benefits of this Trump tariff policy, is to encourage and increase manufacturing in the US. So something like it's a regional Empire State, it's a manufacturing index. So something like this should start showing signs of some positivity. Now, it might be a little bit early, which is probably why we're improving, but we're still in negative territory. But let's see, this could come in a little bit more positive than perhaps what's forecasted. So keep an eye on that. Tomorrow, we've got US retail sales numbers, which have every potential to be quite positive. Bit of a strong bounce. And this goes back to the cut and thrust about the tariff policy, is that if it costs importers more to import into the US, what impact does that ultimately have on the consumer in terms of higher prices? Will the US producers, will they be able to offer lower prices, or in turn will their prices increase as well? So how this all plays out, there's a lot of unknown, and there's elements to it that would be quite concerning. So if we don't get really a strong bounce in retail sales, then it would be a problem. If inflation does start to peak, it would start to be a problem. And we had people like Waller yesterday, and you know, Scott Bessent as well is willing to do some bond buybacks. If they are being dumped onto the market, you know, the US government will buy those up. So it's like a bit of a bullet that the US Treasury can actually use to assist the economy, to make sure that these bond yields don't get out of control. And while we're talking about bond yields, we've got the 30-year, which saw a massive spike over the course of last week. Massive spike from low to high. And we've just come off the highs a little bit. So we were very close to 5% at the highs, rolled back over. We're now at 4.8. Pretty sure this high in here was a bit higher than 4.87, if I'm not mistaken. I thought we were up at 4.97, if not. Anyway, so look, we're coming off the highs. So a bit of softening, bit of the 10-year is coming in at 4.3, and the 2-year is 3.86. So I don't know where that got to. Yeah. So 3.86 in the 2-year, and then the 10-year, we're looking at 3.37. So, you know, these bond yields are a little bit more elevated, not so much in the 2-year. I don't know what these what's going on here, but significantly elevated on the longer term. So we've had the 10-year and the 30-year, you know, rally aggressively to the upside, whereas the 2-year is pretty much relatively has remained flat recently, which is quite interesting because it just gives the Fed a little bit more room to start cutting rates. And we've done a bit of analysis on the CME Fed tool, and the markets are now expecting in 4 rate cuts over the course of the over the course of 2025. So let's share with you kind of where we're at. So we were looking for a rollover to the downside yesterday, and we were kind of watching these markets carefully, and we got a little bit of a rollover to the downside. Now we're expecting a little bit more. So it's quite erratic. There's an awful lot of resistance around these levels, and this is where we were saying that there's prices where we would be a little bit more comfortable looking to sell these markets, and that was on a rollover of these markets yesterday. And we'll do some analysis on Mag 7 shortly, whether you seven of the US's most, let's say, influential and significant tech firms in the US, the Magnificent Seven is what they were collectively known as. And they started to roll over really quite aggressively after a little bit of a bounce to the upside. So it was off the back of that. We had these tariffs as well, these pharma tariffs come into play. And we would certainly be under a dynamic like that. We'd be certainly a little bit more bearish. But as you can see, we didn't make too much progress last night. A bit of calm was entering the scene, and now we're just sitting at our entry prices. So let's just have a look at where we're at, where we are elsewhere. If we look at support levels in these markets, we certainly have last night's low as a potential support level. And if we break this level to the downside, we'd certainly expect some short-term buyers. We've got this descending level in here. So if we break below the 60-50 level, we'd probably expect these prices to continue lower. You see, we're mildly comfortable still with the S&P and the NASDAQ trade. Now, that's bearing in mind that we could obviously rally up to this resistance level again. We could make new highs. That's where we have our stop losses in these markets at these recent highs, last week's highs. So I suppose our bias is that we will just get perhaps a little bit more, not as volatile as we experienced for the last couple of weeks, but we're certainly just sitting in the continued weakness camp for the indice markets. We've got this little sideways moving pattern for the euro dollar. As you can see, we're kind of moving sideways. So a break below the 112.77 might give us a, not necessarily looking for a sell trade, but an opportunity to buy at lower prices. Same dynamic for the Aussie, for the dollar yen. We're in a bit of a sideways moving pattern. And we are, unfortunately, for most of these dollar pairs. So the good news about that, well, we're still seeing the pound continue to grind, which makes it difficult to get into it. But most other markets are kind of in a bit of a sideways moving pattern, as you can see, even the dollar Swiss. Now, our bias is still to the downside for this trade, but we've had a bit of a bounce yesterday. And so moving sideways. So when we look at markets like this, we can have our resistance level or support level in there. And if we break above or below, we could probably look to take that trade. Sideways moving in the dollar CAD. So a bit more perhaps aggression to the upside for the Aussie dollar and the New Zealand dollar, certainly overnight. So we're beginning to see these markets and the dollar begin to continue to make progress. Now, some of the moves in these markets are exceptional. So dollar sideways moving indices broadly, dollar sideways moving with the potential for the dollar to continue to weaken, sideways movement across the US indices as well, with the potential for that to weaken as well. The yen pairs, we're getting a little bit of a bounce. We do quite like the potential for the yen to start to strengthen. Perhaps, obviously, the primary objective is more likely to be against the dollar. But the euro and the pound, if there's a moment of weakness for the euro and pound, the yen would be a good option. And we're not really making much progress, but our bias is still to the downside for US crude oil. Got a bit of weakness yesterday in markets like gold. We were interested to see if it could pull back into the 3168, and as you can see, it wasn't able to, and that brings us pretty much full circle. So a bit of positivity is probably broadly understandable. We can still stick with our trades for now. We're not. But look, looks like we've got a bit of positivity beginning to creep through. The DAX does look like we could get a little bit of an upside move there in the DAX. Let's see how these markets play out over the course of the day. Right. Okay. So let's have a look at today's trade plan then. And we'll post that into the chat room and we'll let you go. So market summary. So risk off, mixed market conditions due to longer term US bond yields and Trump tariff indecision. Okay. So mixed market conditions due to market indecision. No reason why we can't just keep that fairly simple. Dollar weakness. So US dollar weakness post current consolidation. Due to US dollar devaluation, US indices weakness. Yeah, we absolutely have to keep an eye on those longer term bond yields. But there's certainly a bit of quiet for now on those. There's quite a few other things that you could point to for continuing weakness. Okay. So again, keeping that option open is not going to be a bad idea in these markets. I mean, there's certainly a bit of calm, isn't there? Trying to digest what's going on. We got some support for these markets from well, let's just say that FOMC members haven't made the situation worse. They've kind of tried to calm things down a little bit. We've got Scott Bessent, who's ready to act if bond yields start to, if we see some further rounds of US bond yields being dumped onto the market. We now have a buyer there in the US Treasury Department, which is likely to just ensure a little bit of calm for markets, perhaps. But look, we could still look for the US dollar weakness post this current consolidation. We can still look for US indices weakness as well post this current period of indecision, especially if we start seeing elevated bond yields. And we could still look for weakness in crude oil post current pullback as well. So when you get consolidation, there's a bit of indecision, there's a bit of sort of a bit of patience needed at that point, and keeping options open is not necessarily a bad thing. Okay, so I'm going to post this into the chat box. It can be still what we are looking for, and we'll see what opportunities we get as the morning unfolds. So because of the consolidation, of course, something like patience is required. We have kind of an upside down sort of market narrative driven very much by Donald Trump and the shifting of his tariff policy. Tariffs on pharma were the most recent 25% tariffs on pharmaceuticals. Was the latest one yesterday. We'll see what happens with the auto markets as well. And it's probably, I suppose that the only saving grace really is that the current tariff policy is a little bit more targeted than the blanket policy, which was made up April 9th, the reciprocal tariff, which is, as we all know, is a complete load of nonsense. So yeah, very difficult to understand how this is a strategy. Anyway, on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We'll let you go. We'll switch rooms now for those of you that can join us for the European Live Trading Mentorship Room, and we'll be there momentarily, and we'll see if there's any opportunities to take advantage of. So on that note, guys, take care. Enjoy the rest of the morning. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.